This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reactions and questions about the fate of the tentative peace agreement that had been reached between the U.S. and Taliban after President Trump did an about-face with Taliban and Afghan leaders. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Plans to end America's longest-running war have hit a wall. Thursday in Kabul, a car bomb killed 12 people, including an American soldier. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he supports the decision to call off U.S. Taliban talks.
We've got to get it right. We've got to protect American national security interests so that terror can never strike again from Afghanistan. At the same time, reduce America's treasure and blood that we've given for now almost two decades.
The U.S. has for months been meeting with the Taliban to broker a peace deal between the two while eyeing a withdrawal of American forces. Meanwhile, the Taliban increased attacks since reaching an in-principle draft agreement. President Donald Trump tweeted he canceled secret peace talks at Camp David just days before the 18th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian oil tanker at the center of a major diplomatic dispute with the United States has sold its cargo in violation of international sanctions, according to Iran. The news came via Iranian state media. The tanker was carrying 2.1 million barrels of Iranian crude oil. The ship was detained by British Marines off Gibraltar in July, suspected of violating European Union sanctions against oil sales to Syria. Since then, U.S. has pursued the tanker, tried to offer a multi-million dollar bribe to its captain to turn over the ship and issued sanctions against the crew. Also Sunday, an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman hinted that Iran might soon release the British flag tanker seized by Iran and what many saw as a retaliatory move. This is VOA News. What is now called the post